Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Weekly Word. We are a week into the month of Tammuz. Oh my goodness, has it been challenging? Yes, it's been challenging. This month of Tammuz is always about stripping and stretching and strengthening. So if you've been experiencing any of those, it's okay. It has been a rough road. I know God has been revealing so much to you all, just like he has been revealing to me. The things that I've got to let go of, the challenges of my faith that are before me. And I know he is doing the same in you. And so what are some keys to hang on here in the month of Tammuz? But it's fix your eyes on him, the author and perfecter of our faith. We are called to keep our focus on God as he reveals to us what the next things are he is doing. Not only that, but just fix our eyes on him so that we're going to have the strength to go through the challenges that are ahead. Let me read to you Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Therefore, since we have a great cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. So one of the things that God has been really showing me about this month is that if you want to stay strong in the midst of the stripping that's going on, in the midst of the things that God is stretching you in, the revelation that he's giving you while he's removing things, good things, bad things, while you're being faced with warfare, while the enemy is revealing the idols that he's entrapped you in. These are the kinds of things, while you're searching for your breakthrough so that you can step in completely to the new season and begin to start accelerating here in the month of Elul, which comes after the month of Av. That's really when the increase begins, although we will see some in the month of Av. This is what we need to be doing. We need to be fixing our eyes. You need to keep your eyes. Look up to heaven. Keep your eyes fixated on him. Continue to gaze at him. You have to keep the mind centered. The mind and the spirit is life and peace. The mind that is centered, it means that whatever mental assaults you're getting, whatever physical assaults, whatever environmental assaults you're getting, when you keep your eyes on him and you continue to look above, all of that is beneath you. Of course, you're seated with Christ in heavenly places. So yes, it's beneath you, but you'll stop getting entrapped in the whirlwind. Some of you have been getting entrapped in witchcraft. It's the witchcraft spirit that kind of comes around and starts swirling and it won't stop. As God is stretching you to make choices and decisions, in your homes, in your businesses, in your ministries, in your churches, he's stirring for change to happen this month. This is a month of change. And as change comes, we resist. Come on, it's just what we do as humans. We resist the good change and we resist the bad change. We're just really good at resisting because it's the unknown. Listen, who wants to embark on the unknown, right? I mean, the unknown can be exciting in many ways, but it can be scary and it can be fearful. But listen, let me tell you, your God is good. And one of the things that I'm seeing in the spirit right now is that I'm seeing that the Lord built you up in your identity last month. And he spoke to you about being a royal priesthood and a holy nation. He said, hold on to the identity while I begin to strip of some of these things, because good things are coming, better things are coming. So I see him escorting us across a threshold. We're coming across a threshold. How many of you know that the word threshold in the Hebrew is the word miftan? It means adder or asp. It actually is a word for a snake. If we get over the threshold, It means that we've defeated the snake. We've treaded on the snake's head. Psalm 91 says we have the power to tread on snakes and scorpions. We have the power to tread. But this is a month where we've got to get over the threshold. So sometimes you got to press to get over the threshold. You're not just going to easily go pop over the threshold. But I see Jesus holding your hand as you're crossing the threshold and releasing every weight and encumbrance that is holding you back. Now listen, every weight is not necessarily sin. Maybe you just got too much baggage. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Like, I have a problem of always packing way too much clothes when I'm traveling. And then I get there and I don't know where half the stuff that I pack. But for some reason, I don't want to pack less. I'm really just happy packing more. Well, listen, that's a weight. It's not a bad thing. I get through the airlines just fine. I'm under the weight limit, all right? But it's still way too much baggage. And so sometimes a weight isn't necessarily a sin, but it doesn't fit in this season. God is chipping away. He's cutting away. And there's always a hurt that comes with the cut. There's always a sense of excitement with the cut too, because, well, what is coming next if things are being chopped now? And there's always a sense of warfare, because wherever there's a loss, there's always confusion. Wherever there's an attack, there's always a sense of confusion and witchcraft come in. So these are some things to look for. So I told you kind of the good and the bad. Anytime change is made, which is frequent, but this is a particular month of it, the month of Tammuz, because we had to cut off the gods of Egypt, the things in our life that are not fitting anymore, the things that we put too much emphasis on and not enough on God, the things that we relied on for provision, protection, and acceptance when God says, I want you to rely on me. And I've been feeling that. I've been sensing that so much, that God is taking you to greater places in every way. He's taking you to greater places. There are great things that have been written about you in the Lamb's Book of Life. There's great things that are written in the Scrolls of Destiny about you. There's great things that you're going to do. There's great heights that you're going to climb to. And there's things that must be dealt with this month. So I just want to encourage you, hang in there, stay in there. We have till about August 13th. Come on, I know. It's already been almost a couple of weeks, and you know, week and a half. It's a little rough here, all right? But God says, fix your eyes on me. Why? Because he's increasing your faith. Anytime he strips us of anything, we need a faith increase. We need the tangibility of new faith. And what is that faith? It's faith in him. It's faith in his goodness, and it's faith in the fact that his calling on our life is greater, that he has not abandoned us. He has not left us for dead. He has positioned us for a great hope, plan, and a future, and nothing's going to change there. And so God wants us to step into the destiny that he has for us, and anything that might be in the way of that destiny, he is going to chip away at. Now, whenever he cuts something back, he stretches us, because he's stretching you into the unknown. He's saying, okay, now I want you to add this, or don't add anything at all. Instead, I want you to look at me, and I want you to raise your faith up to this level that I'm going to take care of you here. I'm going to meet every need. I'm going to supply all your needs according to my riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And that word supply actually means employment. I'm going to give you everything you need. I'm going to employ you. I'm going to provide for you. And God is calling us to be at a new level of belief. Hebrews chapter 4, those who believed entered his rest. Are you ready to enter into new realms of his rest? Well, this is the month where you can test that, because you can enter into the space and place of belief, which is going to help you be able to cross the miftan, cross the threshold, and step into the fullness that he promised you. Every promotion has a threshold. Now, we've already been promoted. He did that in the month of Sivan. But now is the test to cross over completely. And there's a pushback from the enemy. But every pushback from the enemy means you don't retreat. You just push harder. Come on. Somebody needs to repeat this. You don't retreat. You just push harder. Push harder. Have more tenacity. Have more perseverance. Have more endurance. And what are we to do? We're to fix our eyes on the author and perfecter of our faith. Your faith is in a challenge. How do you know that your faith is faith at all until you have a test? And so Tammuz is a test of faith. It's a time that God calls us to step into the next levels. He tests what we believe to be true about him. He wants us to rest in him. Now listen, if everything seems like it's out of order right now, it's going to get in order, all right? But he allows it to look messy so that we'll increase our faith. See, your level of faith now needs to be increased, because where he's taking you over this threshold, your faith doesn't work. It's not going to work over there. It's only worked till this point, so it has to increase so that you can go to the next levels of faith. And so I'm just here as a voice of the Lord to tell you it's going to be all right, and keep your gaze on the King. And as you gaze on the King, you're then going to nullify the voices in your head and the demonic voices, the enemy pressuring, lying, manipulating, controlling. You're going to subside your emotional states, fear, anxiety, depression, anxiousness, confusion. These kinds of things will subside. Worry, you not sleeping. These kinds of things are going to subside when you start your focus, fix your eyes on Jesus. Let me read you another scripture. This is Proverbs chapter 4, verse 25. Let your eyes look directly ahead, and let your gaze be fixed straight in front of you. Come on, you don't want to get off kilter. You got to look ahead. And listen, every voice over here and every voice over here is going to say, come and deal with me here. Come and deal with me there. Come and, no, fix your eyes on Jesus. Put your gaze straight ahead. Worship him, enjoy him. See, he brought you out of Egypt so that you could worship him, so that you can enjoy him. And Hebrews chapter 4 says, we enter that enjoyment, we enter that rest for those who have believed, because those who did not believe did not enter that rest. Come on, that just means, where's our faith? What are we standing on? Are we standing on the fact that all things have been redeemed? That through Jesus' death, burial, resurrection, and ascension, he's redeemed all things. Which means half of what we're concerned about has already been redeemed from a heavenly standpoint, past, present, and future. So God's calling us to rest in that place with him. And as you rest, then the revelation's going to come and you're going to know exactly what you're supposed to do. But all of this tumultuousness, all of this rocking back and forth, all of these waves, all of this warfare, as you get in there, I need you to pull back from the warfare and I need you to rest. I need you to get your eyes on Jesus. Set your gaze in front of you and move straight ahead. Take some time. Listen, I want you to practice sitting with the Lord and gazing. Literally, just gaze. Do it 10, 20 minutes, three times a day. Come on, it's your medicine. I'm assigning you medicine as a doctor. A doctor of counseling, I'm assigning you medicine. Sit before the Lord 10 to 20 minutes a day and just gaze. You're going to be so surprised at the assault that can come under a place of complete peace when you rest in him. God has got great things that he's doing. And I know sometimes it feels overwhelming. It feels way out of place, but listen, I can feel the stretching. It's like your faith muscles have to get worked out. So it's like when you go and you work out and then your muscles hurt, right? And then you go back the next day and you do more weightlifting and your muscles still hurt. Maybe they hurt because of yesterday, but you do a little bit more. Well, then listen, by like, you know, you keep doing that for a few more days and then you go in and your muscles don't hurt anymore. It's because you exercise and you use them. And in this month of Tammuz, God is stepping up your movement so that you're able to move in to the plan, purpose, and destiny that he has for you, crossing the threshold. So the key is keep your eyes on the Lord. Stay fixated. And Tammuz will pass by. If you want more revelation about Tammuz, read Exodus chapter 32. Of course, the month of Tammuz is the fourth month on the Hebrew calendar, and it was named Tammuz after a Babylonian god. Can you imagine that, the Hebrew calendar? Why? Because it was the month that the idols of Mount Sinai overtook the people, and they made golden calves instead of worshiping the Lord after God had given them their identity as a royal priesthood and a holy nation. So keep your eyes fixated on God. You are a royal priesthood in a holy nation. No matter what the enemy throws at you, march your way across the Miftan, across the threshold, and get into the plan, purpose, and destiny that God has for you. Listen, folks, there's a few more weeks of this coming. I'm not rushing you through this process. God is moving at his pace. But I do see that you understanding your worth before God in this process is very important. You have great worth. He's already designed it, no matter what the enemy is telling you, that you will win and you will pass through into the month of Av and you'll step into the acceleration that God has for you. So do not fear, nor do not be dismayed. Be courageous, for the Lord your God is with you in this process. We're going to all get through this. Listen, Israel is in this process as well. All right, remember, we're the olive branch that's grafted in. So the 3 weeks of mourning will start on July 23rd. And we haven't even hit that yet. But this is the prep work that gets us in that place. Now, let me tell you a little bit about the three weeks of mourning between the straits. Right here in America, we're going to do something called the fast for female. It's going to start July 29th, 30th, and 31st. You can fast whatever it is that you want to fast. Leave out food, food of some sort for a couple of days. It's 3 days. And we're asking God to strengthen the identity of females, to remove the hindrances to women knowing who they are in the true, authentic, biblical sense. We're asking God to break the strongholds of the LGBT community. We're asking God to set women free to step into who God created them to be, which is holy and righteous and pure. And with that will then come the movement toward the Washington Mall on October 12, 2024. I hope you've made plans already to get on a plane and come on out and stand on the grounds of the Washington Mall on Yom Kippur, the highest holy day of the year, October 12th, 2024. So come out and join us. But this is the fast this month that we're asking people to engage in. If you want to engage in that fast as well, just comment below. I'd love to hear whether or not you're going to join in. This is the 1 million women fast. We're calling all Mordecais and we're calling all Esthers. Remember, Esther couldn't be Esther without Mordecai. And Mordecai helped her reach the destiny that God had for her. And of course, she also helped Mordecai reach his destiny as well. So we partner together, male and female, to head to the Washington Mall. Now, I'd love for you to get a copy of my book, 365 Prophetic Revelations from the Hebrew Calendar, if you don't already have that. Then you can follow along. This month of Tammuz is very important. You want a prophetic revelation. I've had people coming up to me that are watching my weekly words or hearing me speak on this, and they say, oh my God, I thought I was going crazy until you told me that this is what happens this month. Yes, this is what happens this month. I know you think you're going crazy, but guess what? No, you're really sane. God is working on you, spirit, soul, and body, and your soul, your mind, your will, and your emotions is under a real, I want to say the blender of transformation, because it feels like God just threw everything in a blender and he just started spinning it up. But listen, God is in control and he's in charge and he's taking you through. So grab a hold of my book, go to CandaceSmithman.com and get a copy, or Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, wherever. Also, if you would like to join me for my monthly Zoom classes, listen, they're really powerful. You're going to learn how to prophesy according to the Hebrew calendar. You're also going to learn how to live in the realms of the ascension. Come out and join me for that. The next one is Tuesday, August 6th, 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. You just have to sign up on my website, CandaceSmithman.com, and put in the discount code SA1. That's what you need to put in, SA1. And I'd love to have you come and join in on the next call. It's my Glory Road community, your way of getting to know me and my way of getting to know you. And for those of you who need a coach, come and join us at Dream Enters International. You may need to have a biblical life coach in your life to help you walk through things. You may want to be a coach. You may want to help others through problems and situations and be trained. We have one-on-one calls. We have group mentor calls. We have different ways to help you walk through the process of soul transformation and step into your purpose and destiny as a coach. go to dreammentors.org and find out how you can be involved in that. And I have a lot of different events that are coming up. I'm going to be in Missouri around August 9th for a 1 Million Women event. Then I'm going to be in South Carolina for a 1 Million Women event on August 16th. But the 17th and 18th will be an Ascension Conference with Joshua Fowler and Barry Miracle. I want you to come out and join me for that in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. Just sign up for my email list so you can get my events, or go to my Facebook page where all of my events are located as well. Just scroll down and you'll find out where I'm going to be each and every month. That's coming up in August. All right, listen, be blessed. You're highly favored. You're the head and not the tail. You're above and not beneath. You are the one that God has called to be the change in the earth today. You are a kingdom citizen. You are called, anointed, appointed, set apart for destiny. And no matter what's coming against you, it's only to prove that you really are a royal priesthood in a holy nation. All right, somebody share this with somebody who needs an encouragement, because God is stripping, stretching, he's sifting, he's doing all kinds of things, but he's strengthening you for the journey. Fix your eyes on him and your faith will increase. We'll see you next week. Be a blessing.